Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Election Day is less than 1 week away. Don't forget to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 8th, if you haven't already. And pay special attention to Measure 1. Among the policies passed at the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's annual convention and trade show in Bismarck in September was one opposing term limits. In the discussion, members articulated their concerns about term limits, restricting voters' choices, shifting more power to bureaucrats and special interests, reducing policy expertise, and shifting the balance of state government. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is urging a no vote on Measure 1, which will be considered by the state voters in this general election. For more information on the measure, visit No on Measure 1 on Facebook. Production sale season is right around the corner, and many seed stock producers are preparing for their annual marketing event, whether it be an in-person production sale, online auction, or private treaty sale. There is a strong likelihood that some promotional material will be distributed through the mail. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association Seed Stock Council invites producers to a free virtual marketing webinar at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, Thursday, November 17th. The mailing session will be led by Abram Mertz, CEO of Livestock Direct, and Jodine Goodens, U.S. Postal Service Headquarters Territory Representative. Abram will discuss cost-effective mailing options for producers, and Jodine will discuss what to know about mailing services from the USPS. The Zoom link is available at www.ndstockman.org or by calling 701-223-2522. Pre-registration for the event is required. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.